League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show, where I'm here with Ben Kumar, who is an investment manager at Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, Zach. You?
I'm fighting fit. I'm going to get another Panadol in a minute. But in the meantime, start of the new year. It's always a little bit ropey in the first week when everybody gets back to their desks. Is it too early to detect any trends in the markets?
I mean, it seems like everyone's just following on from the what happened at the end of last year, right? You take everything with a bit of a positive pinch of salt and say, look, most of the political changes we think are coming through are going to be good. And you look at the underlying economy, and it seems to be quite reasonable. And, Zach, as you'll be well aware, interest rates are rising in the biggest economy in the world. They're getting off the floor. Monetary policy easing is, you know, kind of, for the first time in nearly a decade, stopping.
So what does that, I mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that people like Mark Carney will be kicking and screaming but still have to put up interest rates over here, or how's it going to work out?
Well, I think Mark Carney's got a pretty good get out of jail free card, right? He can leave interest rates where they are and say, oh, because of Brexit. He can cut them further and say, because of Brexit. Or he can increase them and say, wow, look at that, look at how strong our economy's doing. It's places like Japan, I think, where people are going to deciding what's going to happen with monetary policy. You know, does Japan say this is a failed experiment and actually we're going to have to do something else? Or do they keep plugging away and say, well, it worked in the US eventually. Let's see how long it takes over here.
But unfortunately, the Japanese don't have the same demographic as the US, do they?
No, it's a little bit tougher for them, I think. It does mean, however, they can probably keep on buying bonds for a lot longer. But it will be a little bit more difficult, particularly, I suspect, if Donald Trump starts taking swings at Asia and saying, look, these guys have been stealing our jobs for years and years. Okay, at the moment it's China, but Japan is still the third biggest economy in the world, and over the years has, you know, stolen a fair few jobs in the automotive sector from America.
Right. In terms of asset allocation, what are the markets? I mean, maybe you might not be going into them just yet, but what's on your watch list?
Well, I think Europe, right? What we've seen in 2016 was that political events had a little bit of unrest coming up to them, but then afterwards, as soon as there was any clarity about it, markets rallied. So in Europe, if you look at it, you've got 3, 4, 5 big political events this year. That could be if you accept the fact that European fundamentals are strong, which they are, companies are making good earnings, you know, it's a reasonable investment case in Europe. It didn't have a good 2016 because people were nervous about politics. It gives you a chance to move money from the US into European equities.
Right, so Europe is, I mean, despite the political issues which are supposed to be coming up, that could be the opportunity of the year.
Well, I think so. We saw last year, like I said, political unrest hasn't really affected the markets in any sense. Now, everyone gets very nervous about Europe, about the potential breakup. We saw it in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. But Europe trucks on regardless. I think there is a genuine case that people are still too nervous about European equities, when in fact a lot of those companies have better profit margins than their US counterparts.
So it's a wall of worry situation. Literally, any time you see Europe on the back foot, you buy the dip. You're assuming that the ECB is there with a blank check or a very big check to write, and it just doesn't matter about potential banking problems or anything else.
Well, the banks have just been given a break, right, as the Basel regulations have been deferred, at least. And the European Central Bank, it's not quite a blank cheque. It may expire in September, but they've proven willing to bend the rules, change the rules, to make sure that, you know, the Eurozone does not break up. Mario Draghi is the only real leader with any power in the Eurozone at the moment.
Right, and just finally, I mean, January the 20th is coming on the horizon. Is it, and would it be fair to say that it's better to wait for that to be out of the way first and see how Mr. Trump settles down in the White House, or can you make your decisions before then?
I mean, I think you can look at US stocks, US small cap, and be invested now. The thing I'm really interested in is Mexican equities. Donald Trump's going to come in, and he says he's going to deport, what, 2 million, 6 million, whatever number he's throwing out on Twitter at the moment. He's going to deport them within his first day in office. Okay, fine. I think on, you know, after the first week of Donald Trump being actual president of the United States, Mexican peso, Mexican equities, they're going to start looking attractive. I have a sneaky suspicion that Mexico, you know, could be one of the better performing markets in the world this year, despite all the turmoil.
Intriguing stuff. Ben Kumar, investment manager at Seven Investment Management, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.